Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and the football season ended last night in our house and everywhere else in America. We're not big football fans in my house, but I am a casual Seahawks fan from living there for years in the 1980s. But this year, my little five-year-old boy Ajax followed the Seahawks all season long, keeping track of the teams and scores and standings, following them all the way to last night's game against the New England Patriots. He insisted that I make fried chicken and have a party for what he was sure would be a victory. And we did. Little Ajax made posters and gave everyone a picture to hold up and root the Seahawks on. And Super Bowl 49 was one to remember there on the grass flown in from Alabama to University of Arizona Stadium, all the balls inflated and locked away, way more than 100 million viewers along with Ajax and his family and the Takeaway family watching intently, a game that was up in the air right up until the end.
In those last few minutes, you know, my heart was pounding, but in the end, the Pats ended up pulling it off. We did a great job. I still think the better team won, but it was a great match. I could not have asked for a better game.
Man, getting that close to the very end, woo, it had my heart pounding. And they did. It was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal game. And, you know, the two best teams played it, and that was the point.
Ross and Devin there from New England. I can hear the smiles on your faces. Just like I turned to smiling Ajax with 20 seconds to go, as I said to him, 2 yards, second down and goal to go, give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, the never-fail running back. Didn't happen.
They'd sit in goal line. It's not the right matchup for us to run the football. So we, on second down, we throw the ball really to kind of waste that play. If we score, we do. If we don't, then we'll run it in on third and fourth down, really with no second thoughts and no hesitation in that at all.
Pete Carroll, the Seahawks head coach, sounded pretty dejected there as he explained to the world why he ran a pass play on second down, a pass play intercepted by Malcolm Butler of the Patriots, and it was over. In my living room, there was some, oh well, good game exclamations, and then we looked down and little Ajax was crying, tears streaming down his face.
It's really sad. We gave such a great effort, especially in the last couple of minutes. We kind of are a comeback team, so I definitely always give the Seahawks the last 2 minutes to make up for everything. And so it was really disappointing that in the last 2 minutes we couldn't follow through.
Thanks, Courtney Rondell in Seattle. She knows what sadness is. And Patriots fan Caitlin Fishman in Boston had some kind words for all the heartbroken.
I honestly thought that we were going to lose it, and they were very close to getting that touchdown, so they should be very proud of themselves. That was down to the very last end.
My son Ajax had trouble looking on the bright side. He stayed up late, collapsed in a heap, and sobbed himself to sleep. It's not fair. They were right there, he said. Seahawks fan Abe Ravi found a bright side.
I'm making so many friends. I'm talking to people because of the Seahawks. It's what brings us together. This is what brings Seattle together. And I love them. Whether or not for Super Bowl, I love the Seahawks. Go Seahawks.
Seahawks or Patriots fan, we want to hear how you feel about the Super Bowl. I've got my work cut out for me getting Ajax up for the next season. And thanks so much for the work of Phyllis Fletcher, managing editor at KUOW in Seattle, and Craig LaMold at WGBH in Boston for finding all that testimony from fans watching last night's game. Are you satisfied with the results? Why or why not?
This is Carly Gillum from Kirkland, Washington. I flew down for the game with my husband to L.A., and we drove to Phoenix. While it was a heartbreaking loss in the end, it was great to see all of the fellow fans who came down to see.
Now there's a dedicated fan. Thanks, Carly, for calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can all just tweet us at The Takeaway. All one word, at The Takeaway.